Today is Monday, November 1st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Well, there is not much to talk about at all, because I felt like crap all weekend. I got the booster shot on Friday because Mark called me, and I think I talked about this already, but Mark called me and said, hey, you know, they're letting anybody pretty much take the booster who's over 6 months from their last shot. Since we're going to New York for Thanksgiving, why don't we go ahead and do it? Because, you know, why not get a boost before we go? And, you know, here in Arkansas, I mean, part of me feels guilty because I'm like, well, I'm not over 65. I don't have any of the, because the CDC had said, oh, you know, here are the eligible people to get a booster. And neither one of us qualify. But his company, they're doing these COVID clinics, and they're not checking it. They're not, the only requirement they have is it's been 6 months or greater since you got your second shot. And the thing about here, and so I kind of feel guilty about that, but the only thing is, the thing here in Arkansas is I think we waste a lot of vaccine because I know they go bad. And we don't have, I mean, we just have a lot of people who don't want to get vaccinated. And even people who got the first and second, like, well, I don't want to say it, but my mom was like, oh, I think I'm not going to get the booster because so many people are getting it, even though they got vaccinated. I don't think it's worth getting the booster or whatever. So, I mean, I just feel like Arkansas, they're going to have a bunch of leftovers. And so I thought, well, you know what? They're going to get wasted. I'm going to go anyway. But oh my God, I felt so bad over the weekend. And so we didn't do anything. We had planned to go on a hike on Saturday, and I felt really bad because I don't like to feel bad, first of all. I mean, I'm okay. It's more about I don't want to be a burden on anyone. And you know, we had plans and it was, but I just felt like we shouldn't get out. I was running a fever and I had a headache and body aches and just whatever. And so we just hung out around the house, but I felt so bad about it. And then yesterday, I was a little bit better, but still was running a fever in the morning. So I didn't go to church just in case, because I assume these are, you know, after or side effects of the vaccine, but there's no way to know unless I get a test. Or even if I get a test and it's negative, I mean, it could be a common cold or, you know, whatever. So when you're running a fever, you shouldn't go somewhere because, you know, you're technically contagious. And if you have something when you're running, I'm no doctor, but from what I've heard is if you're still running a fever, you're still contagious. If it's something that's contagious, if it's a side effect of a vaccine, you're not contagious because, you know, but I don't, no way of knowing that. So, I mean, it could be the flu, could be, you know, anything. Even if I got a COVID test and it wasn't COVID, it could be something, but I'm assuming it was a side effect of the shot. And so anyway, didn't do anything on Saturday. And then on Sunday, no church, but we do have our normal routine of grocery shopping and, also walking and stuff like that. And it had rained a bunch last week and we weren't able to walk a couple of days. And so we didn't walk on Saturday because I felt so bad. So I'm like, okay, we're going to walk. And so we walked and we did our grocery shopping. But other than that, we, again, didn't do anything yesterday. We bought a couple of Halloween masks. We had a bowl of candy ready to go. And because, you know, for trick-or-treaters. And I bought, Throwing Down is this Tuesday, and we always cook something for that. And so I bought the ingredients to cook that. And so I did do cooking. And other than that, we just watched. We watched a bunch of, I can't remember the name of the show, but it's on Disney Plus, and it's The Making Of. And they had The Making Of WandaVision, The Making Of Loki, The Making Of Winter Soldier, whatever, yada yada, whatever that's called. And then The Making Of What If, which is an animated series which we haven't watched. But I find those things interesting, so we just kind of put those on while I was cooking. And then people, you know, and kids. And we had a huge bowl full of candy. Because we just never know how much to get. We never know how much to get. We should actually... We didn't do it, so it's too late. But we should at some point, like 1 year, maybe next year, we should count the number of bags and then determine how much of that we actually use so that the next year we can plan appropriately. Because last year we ran out way early and had to turn our light out. This year we have a ton of stuff left. And, you know, as I'm trying to do Weight Watchers, I don't need to be eating candy. And luckily I'm not a big candy person. If I'm going to eat candy, it has to be a candy bar with something in it like peanuts and nougat and stuff like that. I can't just eat candy. Ugh. I mean, I'll suck on a mint because I like the, especially the Altoids Arctic, because I like the, when I breathe in and I get that cooling sensation on the inside of my mouth, I like that. But other than that, like, I don't like Lifesavers or Jolly Ranchers or Skittles or just candy. I don't, like, if I put it in my mouth, I don't hate the taste. I just don't enjoy them. And it's not something that I really crave. Anyway, but if I'm going to do it, and actually my favorite candy bar is Almond Joy, because I like the coconut on the inside, but and the almond. But we handed out candy. I cooked. That was pretty much it. That was it. And today I worked, but I still don't feel 100%. And so I'm thinking I have not had a fever today at all, which is good. They say your side effects from the COVID vaccine can be 1 to 3 days. So if I'm not better, like completely better tomorrow, I might run to like Walgreens and get a COVID test just to make sure, because Mark, although he took a test last week and he was negative because he volunteered and he took it, they have to take a test and he was negative. So I don't know. But I have orchestra rehearsal on Wednesday and I don't want to risk getting anyone sick if I do have it. So if I'm not better tomorrow, I may go out and get the rapid test or whatever and take it. But I didn't have a fever all day today, so I just feel a little blah still. So I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what to do. It's really difficult. Normally, before COVID, if you felt a little blah, you're just like, I feel blah, you know, and you go about your business. With COVID, you're thinking, oh my God, am I going to die next week? Even though I have my third. And again, it's probably side effects of the booster, but who knows? How the hell would you know? So anyway, and then today it's rainy again, so I don't know. And we have this Fitbit bingo that we're doing for Mix Minus. Well, not for Mix Minus, that Daniel on Mix Minus started me doing. And I've lost so many days walking because of the rain. So, I mean, I feel like, I need to walk, but I think it's raining again right now. So I don't know what we're going to do. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.